Hey, my name is Kaya Gamble, and you are listening to Music's Journey podcast with my dear friend, Kim Sear. When you took my breath away, the day everything changed for me. My butterflies come alive, no matter how hard I try. Tell myself you're no good for me. But how should I have known that you would be so cold? Did I sell my soul? I guess it really was a game to ya. Could you say that I'm to blame for us? Oh, what did I do? I just love you with all of my heart. But I guess you don't love me now. You just seem to say it somehow. Oh, I was too blind to think you were mine. Cause all you did was lie, all you did was lie from the start. I have been scarred. My broken heart.
You just heard a snippet of the brand new single Sweet Talker by emerging pop artist Kaya Gamble. This artist has a deeply soulful voice and a wisdom beyond her years. At 15 years old, Kaya is a soulful pop singer-songwriter and a multi-instrumentalist from Calgary, Alberta. Her music has been described as a beacon of light containing an undeniable message of empowerment and catching the attention of superstar Brett Kissel. Kaya has such a bright future in the music industry, and here to talk about her brand new single is Kaya Gamble. My little ball of dynamite.
Kim, oh my gosh. I just hearing your voice, I'm already like, oh, I'm so excited. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm good. I'm really good. How have things been since we last talked?
Oh, boy. Lots have happened, I guess, for both of us, right?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Fill me in.
You've been busy.
I know. Yeah, lots of things have been happening, and I'm so excited to talk about those things with one of the best people in the world. So I'm excited.
You're such a sweetheart. Before we get into any of them, dive right into your new music and everything, Let's talk a little bit about what it's like for you right now, trying to balance school, trying to balance friends, you know, trying to balance this music career.
It's a balance for sure. it's definitely a balance for sure. I'm very grateful to say I have amazing people in my life who really support me through all of it, which is a huge part of me trying to balance it. But it can get really difficult at times, especially this being my first official year of high school. So, mm-hmm. You know, work demands a little more and a little harder material as well. And I'm taking all Dash 1 courses, which now I realize may have not been the best option, but it's been fun too, because, you know, I'm just finding the positive in everything. I got the chance to take a creative writing option this semester, and I've been able to write, you know, slam poems and short stories, which has actually really helped with, you know, me writing songs, which has been really, really amazing. And I'm grateful that I get to be educated and get to go to school. And, you know, despite everything being really busy, I do enjoy actually learning about new things. Physics, not so much, but anything else I'll gladly take. But yeah, I think it's just, you know, trying to remain positive and really focusing on the end goal for all of this, which is I'm doing everything I do so that I'm able to pursue music. Mm-hmm. And then when you think of it in that light, and then you also think about what's going on in the world right now compared to, you know, then it makes everything seem a little better, you know? Mm-hmm. So it just makes you grateful for what you have. So yeah, just trying to keep the gratitude flowing and be grateful for the opportunities I have and the ability to go to school and to have amazing people in my life. I'm very, very blessed, and I know that. And you're one of those people, Kim. You really are. So,
Well, you know what? Yeah. We are so blessed, and you make Canada proud, my girl. I'm telling you.
You have a sweetest, Kim. I just have to say, like, whoever's having a bad day just needs to listen to Music's Journey. And even if they're talking about someone else, when I listen to Music Journey and you complimenting these amazing artists you have on, I'm like, oh, it just warms my heart all the time. So thank you for having me on again. I'm so excited to be talking with you.
I'm always excited when we have you on, my little ball of dynamite, I'm telling you. It's got to be so difficult going to school now, because, like, high school's different, you know, than going to middle school and going to public school. So much different, you know, when it comes to forming relationships. It's such an important time in your life.
Yeah.
And as you're evolving, you know, I'm sure, you know, we can see that in your writing now too, you know, with what's going on in your life. And it's kind of cool to be a part of this journey and watch you evolve, you know, as an artist in everything that you're doing in your writing right now. Really cool. Because we've had some really deep conversations, you and I.
We have. We definitely have. And I think, especially with some of the material that I've been writing, you know, recently or in the last little bit, for sure, it's been a little more thoughtful, a little more deep as to what I'm really truly thinking and going about, a little more vulnerable. And I know we talked a bit about vulnerability last time, and how important it is as an artist. And I've really honed into that, even with the material I've written after I wrote Sweet Talker, you know. So I'm really excited for people to hear that as well, for sure.
Well, you've got some pretty special songs, and I just know that you speak from your heart. And it's great to be vulnerable, because that's the best place to be able to connect with anyone out there right now, especially with everything that's going on. It's a hard time, difficult time in many, many ways. But at the same time, there's a lot of beautiful things that have been coming out of it, too.
So true. People coming together.
And music's one of them that's bringing everybody around, you know, and it's just, we can gather together and being able to listen. It's just one thing that we've always needed in our lives, and our heart sings to that. And that's being able to listen to music and being able to gravitate to lyrics. And you do a brilliant job, my friend.
Oh, thank you. And yes, that is so true. Preach it, Kim. I love it.
What has it meant to you to have your music and the message as an artist, and what that means to you personally, so much to people around the world right now?
Oh my gosh. It means more than anyone can ever really comprehend. If you ever got a chance to, like, you know, live inside my body, I feel like then you could really understand what it's like, because as artists, we write from such a personal place, and even from the music I've written before and the music I've released, the music I've been writing now is even more, you know, intimate. And I like to say to my family sometimes, it's the closest you'll get to my heart without performing open heart surgery. And, you know, so many artists come from that place. So to hear that these songs have resonated with other people and have helped them, you know, harness their emotions, even if it's just for 3 minutes and 30 seconds or 4 minutes or 2 minutes, even if it's for the first half of the song, for however long it is, just makes them forget about everything and feel engulfed in the melodies and surrounded by the lyrics and feel comforted that they're not the only one who's going through this experience, whether it's a positive one or maybe a negative one. They're not alone in what they're going through. For an artist to be able to experience that is beyond insane.
How did you become so wise?
Oh my gosh, it's my parents. They've been so influential in just how I've become a person, and I know we've talked about them a lot, but they're a huge part of who I am, and they've always taught me to be grateful. But I mean, being in music has done something to me as a person, and just the impact that I've seen, not only, you know, now, but pre-COVID too. I have had a couple of performances that have stuck out. You know, for example, I performed at Wickfest right before the pandemic happened. It was a crowd of screaming girls, about 500 of them, who were my age. And I did a whole 15-song set. And at the end of the show, not only did a lot of girls have hats that I threw into the crowd that had my name on them, they also, I also had a two-hour autograph line. They got me to sign their t-shirts, their phone cases, and I also got the opportunity to talk to every person in that line and hear how much, not me as a person well, me as a person, but more the music mm-hmm. and the songs I wrote and the songs that I delivered by other people meant to them. And there was one girl in particular who was on the and in the front row of the show, and it was a floor show, so everybody was, no one was really sitting down. It was a very high energy event, but you know, I was throwing these hats out into the crowd, and this one girl had been singing along to the entire show. Even if she didn't know the words, she was trying her best to aww. engage, and was cheering the loudest. So I hand gave her a hat, and she burst into tears, just wow. burst into tears, because she was so impacted by the music and so impacted by the feeling that she had that night, which is such a powerful thing. And as an artist who's delivering that, it's even more powerful because the connection goes both yeah. ways. It's unforgettable, Kim. It really is.
That's pretty, pretty special. You have performed with, you've performed with some pretty big artists at this point. And Brett Kissel, we've talked about this a lot, in him mm-hmm. really gravitating to your voice and just to you as a person, like we all have. Because don't kid yourself, they might love the music, but you know what? That's, it's the person that delivers it. It might be the vocal, you know, when they're listening to how you can deliver a lyric and in a song in the beginning. But people can really tell, especially in a live performance, the kind of heart you have and whether or not you believe in what you're singing. And that's what makes you so special.
Oh, thank you, Kim. And that means the world, because, you know, everything I do in terms of music comes from the heart and mm-hmm. comes from the most genuine place. So the fact that people not only resonate with the experiences I've had and the music that I play, but just me as a person, and we can connect on a human to human level, is such a beautiful thing. So I'm so glad that's resonated. Thank you for saying that, truly. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to it as your music's coming out and each time you come on the show and being able to watch evolving, just that heart of yours and just what happens in your life and the little snippets of time that you write about. And they're just so special. And it's just, it's incredible to watch and be a part of it. Really cool.
Oh my gosh. And it's the same thing with, you know, watching music's journey and everything that you're doing as well. It's so cool to see all the time. So thank you for letting me be a part of it as well, and all these amazing other artists who you've interviewed as well.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. You are such a sweetheart. Let's talk about what it's like for you when it comes to performing. Do you find it hard? You know, like, it's one thing to perform in the music industry and to be able mm-hmm. to connect with people out in the audience, but is it really hard to do that at school? Do you find it hard? I knew I had to ask you this one.
Kim. Oh my gosh. It is so much easier to perform for a crowd of strangers you've never met before
I bet.
Than for a couple of close friends and family, because you know these people so intimately mm-hmm. that, you know, it's harder to put your heart out on your sleeve at points in time, especially with stories that are so
personal.
Vulnerable and personal and intimate with these people that have known you for a long time. And mm-hmm. I give this example a lot, but the hardest performance I've ever done emotionally for, you know, was my 7th grade talent show, because, you know, I had always kind of wanted to do my school talent show. I've loved my elementary school and I've loved watching it. I even emceed it one year, but I'd never actually been a performer. Ooh. And my mom and dad said to me, I remember sitting in the basement practicing my song, and I said, I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. And they said, well, if you don't do it, think about it. Are you going to regret not doing it? Because I only had one more year left at that school.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it. I submitted my name and I was so terrified. I was terrified of what my friends would think of me. I was terrified of what my classmates, my teachers, because I had gone to school with these people since kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
So not even my, you know, my close friends, but just people that in my grade, in the grade younger than me, they've all known me since I was little, mm-hmm. but they've never known that I was a performer. I'd never sang for my friends before that. It was a really interesting experience. And then, of course, my music teacher, Mr. Bossy, who I love, put me last. So I had to go
pressure.
Last, and I had to watch all these other people go. And finally, I was sitting at the front chair, and the person before me was going, and my legs were trembling. I felt like I was going to cry and scream, and like I was sweating buckets. And I saw my picture go up on the screen, and I went up to the piano. I took a really deep breath, like a really deep breath. And then I just started singing, and the story that came out of me, I left the room. I was in the zone, and by the time I opened my eyes, everybody was cheering so loud. It was so crazy to me because, you know, it was just overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And then I walked around the gym again after my show, and teachers who I'd known for a long time, who didn't even teach me, were crying, and kids that I thought honestly didn't like me came up to me after and said how much they loved that performance. And my friends opened their arms with such caring and kind ways of being so supportive of my music and say, you know, why didn't you tell us this sooner, kind of thing. It was such a heartwarming experience, and since then I've just been a little more confident to be able to do those things, because outside of this off stage, I'm actually quite an introverted person. I know it's hard to believe, but with people that I'm not super comfortable with, I'm
I know you. I got you, girl. I know you.
I know. And that's why the stage is such a beautiful place for me to be able to express myself, because I feel at home there. It's where I do what I love. But doing it in front of, you know, like 800 people that I've known for such a long time.
Totally different.
Stressful and totally different. But since then, I've always just felt a little more comfortable to be myself when I go into a room of strangers, or when I'm with people I care about. And now, sometimes with people that I've just met, I'll be singing in the room and they'll be like, wow, you have an amazing voice. But before then, I'd never sing outside of my house for my family. So, you know, to anyone who's thinking of, you know, speaking out, literally, like my first song, I totally recommend it, even if it's not as
walking through that fear, right? Walking through that fear makes all the difference.
People who love you will truly be there for you. They'll truly be there for you and support you. And the people who don't just aren't meant to be in your life, you know. And that was a great way for me to find out who maybe wasn't a true friend in that moment to me. And since then, you know, things have changed, and I'm grateful for that experience.
Wise words, but, wise words. It's different too going into high school, because it's a totally different feel. And a lot of the time, you know, people that you go to school with in elementary school and mid school, they don't go to the same high school that you end up going to too. And so all the people that you've grown up with aren't even around anymore. So it's like starting all over again. And it's just a different experience altogether. And, you know, it's just a different journey in your life right now.
Yeah, definitely. And the other thing is, I'm not even in physical high school right now.
That's true.
I'm online learning, so my class is a Zoom, and none of my previous people from my old school are there, so it's a completely fresh start. And then next year, I'm going to a completely different high school than any of the people I've gone to school with. So it's definitely a different experience, you know, getting to know more people and kind of starting from scratch. But it can also be an interesting thing. But I'm definitely you know, love hate relationship with with high school and the
change, right?
But, yeah, and the change for sure.
Life changes
is a really good thing.
Yeah. And we're gonna hear doors. I'm sure we're gonna hear lots of music that's written off that experience too.
Oh yeah. Definitely. Guaranteed. You have no idea.
Well, it's, like I said, it's not easy when you're starting out and you're doing all of that, but to do it in the limelight the way that you are, and you just, it's hard to be able to know who's your friends, as you said, and who isn't, you know, your friends. Mm-hmm. So you've got a lot of people that may go on there in social media too. So that might be misguided people, you know, that you run into online, you know, that kind of thing. Navigating the music career now, I'm sure, is different, because before you may not have paid attention to any of that because you were younger.
Yeah.
But now, how has that been for you to be able to navigate that?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. There's been dynamic changes in just, you know, my personal life with friends, especially considering that I did go online and I've really been focusing on my music. Some mm-hmm. have really, really supported me, and that's amazing. Some I've lost contact with and have no idea where they stand, and some have just completely, you know, shut me out, whether that's for my music or not.
I doubt that.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't really know where their head's at. But yeah, it's an interesting thing, especially with just the people who aren't always positive, because mm-hmm. there have been, you know, the haters or whatever. But there's actually something that my little sister said, and it's when she got her first dislike on a YouTube video that she made, because she's an awesome Roblox editor. She oh, wow. plays Roblox, and she makes little edits, and she is absolutely so talented at it. Her YouTube channel is called Misadventure, which is amazing. But anyway, enough about me bragging about Gigi. She's amazing. I could talk about her and her amazing, amazing talents all day. But she got her first dislike on a video, and she said, "I've made it. If I have a hater, that means someone has to like me." And I love that concept.
So true. Because
I know, right? If there's someone who's, you know, talking negative about you, then they have to be talking negative about something that people are liking. So you have supporters if you have a hater, which I actually think is a really positive and powerful way to look at it. And it's not the power of positive thinking. It's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's an amazing, smart, amazing, wise woman.
Look at the wisdom in that family over there. I'm telling you.
I know, right? She was like, and I think she was 9 at the time.
Wow.
And she was, so I stick by that quote all the time, especially if I get dislike on anything or hate comments or even dirty looks by anybody for when I talk about my music. I'm just like, oh, you know, I mm-hmm. got a hater, I have to have a supporter, or maybe even two. So
well, you always remember one thing, okay? The one thing is to always focus the fact that when you're writing and you're singing, you're doing it for the one purpose, and one purpose only, is because you love music. Mm-hmm. And it's something that you've always gravitated to, and it means something to you to be able to share what you're feeling inside, and hopefully that touches someone. And you know it's going to, because it's touched every single one of us out there on the air. And we all love you, and there's so many fans around the world who just absolutely adore you, and you're touching and changing lives, and that is what you've done this for. As long as you hold on to that, and you're doing it because you enjoy it, and you're doing it because you love to write, you're doing it because you love to sing, that will wipe out anything else that comes your way that might not be supportive or misguided. So you remember that.
Such wise words, Kim. I will definitely remember that. And I'm so grateful that, you know, you said that, because without the joy, then there's nothing really. Why are you doing it if it's not bringing you joy? Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes in life we have to do things, but I absolutely try to gravitate towards anything that brings me joy. And music is the one thing that brings me so much overwhelming joy. When I think about performing on a stage right now, or playing the piano, sometimes I'll just be upstairs doing homework and have this sudden urge to go downstairs and play the piano. Or I can't be in the basement and not go down to play or not play the piano. And it annoys my sister so much, because when we're hanging out, I'll just walk to the piano and start playing. She's like, "What are you doing?" It's just an urge, you know? It's what I really, really want to do, and I'm dedicated to this. I really am. So anybody who resonates with my music will expect more music to come, because I do love this, and I love, you know, I love my fans, I love my supporters, I love anybody who's listened to my songs, and I love you, Kim. I really do.
Well, love you right back, my friend. Love you right back. I got a very special story I'm going to tell you. And
yes,
there's a girl that's 9 years old. Her mom wrote to me after we did your last, no, it was not the last one, the second last interview that we did last year in the summer. And there's a young girl, she's 9 years old, and she used to get bullied a lot in school. And she heard you play on one of the records that I played, one of the songs that we put on the interview. And she absolutely loved you. And her mom, she kept asking her mom, "Who is that? Who is that?" Because her mom was cooking in the kitchen listening to the podcast. And she just said, I really want, as soon as she heard how old you were, she goes, "I want to play music." She's playing piano now. And
my gosh.
I keep in touch with them, and she has grown in confidence leaps and bounds because of you. So I thought I'd share that with you.
I can't even process that. I'm trying to hold back any waterworks from coming out right now, Kim, because oh my goodness, that is so. Oh, do you know her name by any chance?
Amy.
Amy.
Her name's Amy.
Oh my gosh.
She's a.
That is so remarkable, Amy. If you are listening to this, keep going, because music is one of the best things in the entire world. It can bring you joy, it can bring you sadness, it can bring you, you know, anger, but anything that you experience, it will be therapeutic and healing for your heart and for your soul and for your mind and for your body. So please keep going. I'm so proud of you, and that is mind-blowing to me.
That is so special.
Oh my
special.
Goodness. That's
so you're making me cry.
Special.
Now cut it out. Cut it
oh,
out.
Oh, you too, Kim. Oh my God. Oh, that is so special. Wow.
Well, it's stories like that that, you know, make this all worthwhile on my end, and I'm really
so
hoping
true.
It does for you, because, you know, your piano playing, you are so incredible. And as we said at the top of the show, you're an instrumentalist. You love playing piano, and there's so many other things that you do.
Piano.
And writing as a songwriter has just changed so much over time. What is the biggest difference you've noticed in your songwriting over the past 2 years?
Oh, over the past 2 years. Oh, that's a really great question. Well, I'd say being able to work with amazing collaborators like Annika and Spencer and Justin, and also two writers that I write with quite often who are absolutely spectacular, is Aaron Pollock and Lydia Sutherland. I write with them quite frequently. And being able to be in the room with these amazing people has really taught me about, you know, unique ways to look at how to write my songs and unique ways on how to be more vulnerable in them and how to really tell a story that's authentic to what I've experienced. Mm-hmm. Because when I'm writing now, I think the biggest difference is I'm writing a little more for me than I am writing to relate, to please other people. I'm not writing a song and thinking, you know, are other people gonna like this? I'm writing a song and thinking, can I listen to this song to make me feel better? Can I listen to this song to help me validate my emotions when nothing else can? Mm-hmm. And I think just having that more heart-to-heart connection, and I've always come from a place of that when I've been writing, when I wrote Speak Out, when I wrote I'm In It, when I wrote Sweet Talker, they all come from a true place of emotion, but I feel like I've gotten even deeper with that, per se. just coming at writing with a different perspective, not always feeling pressure to finish a song either, which has been both an experience that's been interesting and also not interesting. But yeah, I'd say the biggest difference in my writing now is I'd say I am more thoughtful as to how it emotionally impacts and how I feel as to the specifics in what lyrics are being, and that too, actually, I've just gotten more specific, I'd say. I've tried to, at least. I keep evolving, and I'm not like the greatest songwriter in the world by any means, but I'd say that's what's really evolved, is I've tried to get more specific as to how it makes me feel and the lyrics of it, especially because I've always been a melody oriented writer. But, you know, Lydia and Aaron and Annika and Spencer and Justin have really made me think twice about the way I write my lyrics, and also the artists that I listen to. I've tried to listen to more singer-songwriters like J.P. Sachs and Julia Michaels and Alessia Cara. Well, I've always loved Alessia Cara. I am ranting now. But anyway, that is what I'd say. I'd say it's just more specificity in lyrics and emotion-wise being true to who I am. So, yeah.
It'll change.
That was a very long answer. But, yeah.
It'll keep changing. Now, the one thing I've noticed is you're dabbling into different genres and crossing them over. And like that soul pop, you got a bit of rock in there, and there's a bit of classical, even some country. You know, it's changed, and it's really cool to watch. Really cool to watch.
Yeah. I mean, I know Speak Out and I'm In It were super, you know, positive, uplifting songs, which is very much my vibe. But, you know, I wrote Sweet Talker, and I just couldn't help but love the song and just love the vibe of it and the poppiness. But not only that, but as much as Sweet Talker is a song about, you know, someone who's lied to you and the heartbreak and the hurt of that, and but by the end of it there's a self-empowerment that you're better off without the toxic energy in your life. So it goes from this, you know, kind of journey. It's a journey, really. It's like sad, 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 angry, 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 sad, 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 angry, and then empowering. Or at least I kind of, me and my producers and the team working on the song kind of wanted it to be that way. But yeah, we had some, even with the piano and Sweet Talker, there's a bit, we wanted a bit of an 80s influence. So I'm definitely just, you know, experimenting with different genres and different styles and, you know, having some inspiration from these different amazing, amazing sounds in my own soulful pop kind of way, which has been really a really cool experience.
Well, it's, as I said, it's changing and just being able to tap into it, because you're going to learn, you know, with all music evolves. It always has, and it's going to continue to evolve. So we're going to hear different sounds that are coming up. Like we're saying, the 70s and 80s, we're hearing a lot of those influences coming back into different genres right now, and being able to play around with sound that you may not have heard, and just being able to tap into that and saying, hey, I could do something really cool with that, because you're that next generation that's saying, you know what, I can do something with this people haven't heard before.
And for sure.
Yeah. Definitely. And that's, you know, working with Annika, holy cow, she's like one of the best. I love her to death. It's just incredible, you know, how she's able to write and so easily. She just like writes like nothing. Same thing with her husband Spencer too.
Yeah, I'm so grateful. I have so much love for Annika and Spencer and Justin and these people that I'm able to work with. So much love for them all.
Justin, well, we can't say enough about him either. Everybody that you're around right now, you've got the top in the business. And so that's pretty cool here in Canada. And you know, it's only going to get more and more. Like, you're going to cross that border, I'm telling you. I know you will.
Oh, Kim, you're so nice.
You
Thank
will.
You.
You just watch it. I bet you know, 2 years, you're going to be sitting there going, okay, if I can get school done early, I'm going to be heading there. So I know you well enough. Nothing's going to be holding you back. Big changes coming up. Really cool.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
You are living the dream.
I sure am. And I'm so grateful to be able to be doing it. Not without challenge, but I'm certainly doing it, and because I love it so much and just makes all the struggle worth it for sure.
We're going to play one of the songs that we were talking about. You've mentioned it a few times, and we're just going to remind everybody who may not have heard it. We're going to play it right now. So let's play I'm In It by my very special guest, emerging pop artist Kaya Gamble, here on Music's Journey.
I was always a dreamer, just never was a believer. Happy endings were never really meant for me. I know that I'm not a princess, but I couldn't care less. Cause you showed me I don't need a white horse. Fairy tales aren't what they see. Cause you put the stars in that sky, and you can stop the hands. It's gonna break me, but I'll let you win, so don't let me down tonight. Let's just live in the moment. Give you my heart if you'll hold it. And it might not last, but I like falling fast. Something about you just feels right. Cause you put the stars in that sky, and you can stop the hands of time. I was looking for it, so blind, and I ain't gonna question why you
stars in the sky. You can stop the hands of time. Why was I blind? I ain't gonna question why you set my heart on fire. Don't know how I could get much higher. I was looking for it, and now I'm with it. Don't know what love is, but baby, I'm in it. You set my heart on fire. Don't know what love is, but I'm in it. Don't know what love is, but baby, I'm in it. Don't know what love is, but I'm in it. Oh, I'm in it. Don't know what love is, but baby.
That was I Am In It by pop artist Kaya Gamble here on Music's Journey. What a great song, and it is still doing really well worldwide. So don't forget, you can download I'm In It on all your streaming platforms, and you can also add it to all your playlists, and you can request it at your local radio station as well. So very cool song, and never gets old. I'm telling you, I love it.
Oh, thank you, Kim. And yeah, thank you. That's so, so sweet of you.
Now we're talking about your brand new one. So
yes.
Who did you write it with?
Great question. So I actually wrote the bones of the song, the majority of it, on my own. I wrote it up at my cabin one day. I was just really inspired by the nature. I was just in this really interesting headspace, and I wrote the song, and I immediately knew that I had to show it to Justin and Spencer. I'm like, guys, this is an amazing song. And I mean, again, I'm really critical of my songwriting and my voice, but I was really loving the song's vibe and the song's energy. So I showed it to them, and they loved it just as much as I did. So they thought, there's just a bit of tweaking that needs to be done. So we got into a writing room together, and they kind of helped me take it from being a great song to a finished song, which was amazing. So I wrote the song on my own, but Justin and Spencer added their amazing magic to, you know, the verses and parts of the chorus, and really added some of their own energy to the whole song. So yeah.
And of course, we're talking about Spencer Cheen, and we're talking about Justin Cutting. So
yeah.
Incredible, incredible artists on their own, and everything that they do in the production is just incredible.
So true.
You got some good people around you right now. So we're going to play this one right now. This is the latest single, and it's called Sweet Talker by rising star pop artist Kaya Gamble here on Music's Journey.
Remember like it was yesterday when you took my breath away, the day everything changed for me. My butterflies come alive, no matter how hard I try. Tell myself you're no good for me. But how should I have known that you would be so cold? Did I sell my soul? Oh, I guess it really was a game to ya. Could you say that I'm to blame for us? Oh, what did I do? I just loved you with all of my heart. But I guess you don't love me now. You just seem to say it somehow. Oh, too blind to think you were mine, cause all you did was lie, all you did was lie from the start. I have been scarred. My broken heart. Can I be sweet talker, sweet talker? When you play with someone's feelings, there's no easy way to heal it. Your words were lies in disguise. You did it, watch your mouth, and things just came spilling out, and rivers were flowing out my eyes. But how should I have known that you would be so cold? Did I sell my soul? Oh, I guess it really was a game to ya. Could you say that I'm to blame for us? Oh, what did I do? I just loved you with all of my heart. But I guess you don't love me now. You just seem to say it somehow. Too blind to think you were mine, cause all you did was lie, all you did was lie from the start. I have been scarred. My broken heart. Can I be sweet talker, sweet talker? truth, to realize I don't have a sweet, 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 sweet tooth. I guess it really was a game to ya, 'cause I'm not to blame for what you did to us.
That was Sweet Talker by my very special guest, Star. I call her Star because she is. Aww. She's already there. And that is pop artist Kaya Gamble. It is such a great song. It reminds us that we all have that power in our lives to surround ourselves with people that we choose to be in our lives. We have that choice. So such a great song. So don't forget, you can download Sweet Talker on all your streaming platforms, and you can share it on all your playlists, and you also can request it at your local radio station. Good tune.
Yes, I love that, you know, being able to hold the power within yourself to say goodbye to the toxicity and hello to this self-empowerment vibe. Definitely, yeah, I love that. I love when you said that.
Yeah,
sure. And I was like snapping my fingers silently. Like, yes!
Well, and also, too, we have to remind everybody, because everybody thinks that, you know, once you get through it and you get that empowerment, and you start moving, you still feel. You're always going to feel that person because you cared about that person. And that's okay, too. And yeah, that's important to remember. It's all right to feel that you cared about that person. It shows that you're real. They might have done something wrong, you know, in your life and in that relationship, but you weren't wrong for caring about someone. And so that's what I love about that empowerment message, too, is staying real to yourself, but also staying, you know, in a kind place and, you know, just being able to love yourself, you know?
Yes, 100%.
See, we just gotta make sure we're giving that message all at the same time. So let's talk about the new music that you've got coming up as well. You've got an EP coming out this year, I think, maybe.
I do. Yes. Ooh. So I have an EP. It's my debut EP coming out towards the fall.
Nice.
I'm very, very excited for it. You're gonna see some songs you may have heard already on the EP, and I don't know, maybe some new material as well, which is really exciting. I'm really, 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 really excited for people to hear this project that, you know, I had never really thought about doing until we started doing it. So it's going to be yours in the fall, which I'm so, so excited about.
Can you tell us how many songs are going to be on it?
As of right now, I'm pretty sure there's going to be 4 on the EP. So I know there's 3 singles. So yeah, you're probably getting 1 new song. it was so hard. I remember trying to pick between I'm In It and Sweet Talker. And I was on the phone with Justin and Spencer, and they said, why don't we just make both of them singles?
Nice.
And we couldn't resist not releasing both of them as their own singles before the EP comes out. So yeah, there are 4 as of right now. I'm pretty sure that is not changing. But yeah, there'll be 4.
You gotta
I'm
do
really
an exclusive.
To
we gotta do
an exclusive. Yes.
That would be so awesome. That'd be awesome. Really looking forward to it. You are such a bright light for all of us. Let's talk about any shows that you might have coming up, any exciting news that you want to share with us right now. You did a singing competition too, didn't you?
I did, and I was just going to mention that. So I did a singing competition in September. I won it, which was absolutely incredible.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's called Becoming. So it's Lorraine Lawson and Lawson Vocal Studios Emerging Artist Competition. And I won Standout Artist of 2021, which was so humbling because Jessia, who sang I'm Not Pretty, won it the year before, which was,
wow.
It was insane. I was in absolutely amazing company. So in terms of stuff coming up, I'm actually going to be coming out to Toronto, which is very exciting, in June for CMW, Canadian Music Week. I'll be performing, which is absolutely amazing. I'm
That's
really excited
awesome.
For that. And then I'll be back in Toronto in September to perform live at this year's Becoming contest. So
very
exciting. And that will be at the Elma Combo in September, which I am really pumped about. And yeah, just some other shows in the summer that'll be here. And yeah, and some up in Edmonton as well, which I'm really excited about. So I'm really excited to get performing live again. It's really, and of course, for the EP to come out as well. But mm-hmm. yeah, I'll be performing, which is where I love to be.
And everybody loves to see you playing live. You're going to be behind that piano and giving us all those wonderful, wonderful notes that you do in that powerful voice of yours.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I can't wait to see you live instead of doing it this way. It'll be nice to be able to do a live interview with you.
I'd love that, Kim. We have to set something up. Yes, definitely.
Well, I don't know if I'll be able to make it out in June, but for sure September.
Yeah.
I'll make it out to the Elma Combo. Okay?
Yay! I'd love that.
I would love to be able to do that with you. You got time for some burning questions?
You know I do.
All right. If you could have a collab, obviously, this is just something that we know, you know, with you. Anybody past or present, who would it be and why?
There's two people who I'm really, really fighting in my brain towards. Definitely do a collab with Alessia Cara because Alessia has been a huge reason why I started music. I fell in love with her authenticity of her personality and her voice. She's an incredible artist and, might I say, an amazing, amazing songwriter. Mm-hmm. I'd have to say I'd love to collaborate with Alessia. I actually got the opportunity to meet her virtually.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was amazing in October. And I told her all about the experiences that we've shared, you know, performing at the Randwick Children's Hospital, where she's also been able to perform on the same ward. And then her handing me, I think I've told you this story, her handing me the microphone mm-hmm. at a concert to sing a line. And I actually started crying. I started, you know, bursting into tears in front of her just because her music has impacted me so much. So to be able to actually collaborate with her would be a dream of mine, an absolute dream. So
let's manifest that one right now, because we probably know that one's going to happen, right?
I hope so. I really do.
I think so. You watch. I'll have you back on. Go and see. We manifested and it happened. It's happened how many times now since I've had you on the show? We keep manifesting and everything's just wonderful happening in your life. So that one for sure. I would love to see that. That would be awesome.
Me too, Kim.
Now, if you could be any spirit animal, what would it be and why?
Oh, any spirit animal. I've always loved how positive dogs are. They're unconditionally loving. I have a dog of my own, Tavy.
You too? I know.
I know, your dog is so cute. And
yeah, she's laying here sleeping right now.
Yeah, I think as much as I love all animals, I know it's very basic, but I'd have to choose a dog, because not only are they so unconditionally loving and they're so kind and caring and can be really cuddly, but they're also strong. And, you know, my dog is confident and courageous. She chased a coyote off our yard once.
Oh, nice.
Smart did. It was girl. Insane.
Scary, so, yeah, but smart girl.
And they can be intelligent, too. So I'd say a dog for sure.
Okay. All right. Favorite thing to do with your friends when you're not performing, especially looking forward to summer coming?
A really good question. I haven't seen a lot of my friends in a while, but I was just up at the cabin where we have some amazing neighbors that we love to spend time with. So I love just being up there, and usually in the summertime, I love going on the boat and swimming with them, because I have some girls my age up there and my sister's age. So we all kind of get together and play games like Man Tracker outside and all these really fun, you know, running games. Sometimes we play it with the whole neighborhood. So I'd have to say for sure my favorite thing to do with friends, especially in the summertime, is be outside, just taking in the nature, whether it's out in the lake or running around playing Man Tracker or something like that.
Very cool. One thing I forgot to ask you, have you ever been up in the helicopter with your dad?
I've been up when I was when I was just a little growing baby in my mom's pregnant belly, but I've never actually been as a born human.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, I actually don't know. I've never asked my dad, but he stepped back from STARS last year after 24 years of amazing service. Wow. And 2021 life-saving missions in 2021. So, you know, I think they were letting family come in the helicopter and then they didn't for some reason. I don't know. But I've never actually been in a helicopter, but I'm for sure, that's on my bucket list one day.
Oh, that's awesome. When you do, you're going to have to get somebody taking film of watching your facial expressions and being there with your dad. That would be pretty cool.
Oh, that would be a bucket lister for sure.
Oh, okay. So favorite Canadian female artist on the radio today?
Alessia Cara. I don't know, Kim. It's just, she is amazing. I love her music more than anything. I've been a fan of her since I was, you know, 9 and I started, and I have posters of her in my room. She's just amazing, amazing. I'm definitely a super fan of hers, for sure. Like, very all cool. The lyrics by heart kind of girl. That answer came way too quick, but yeah, it's her for sure.
Do you have a favorite male, Canadian male artist that's on radio today?
Oh, favorite male. That's tricky. And it has to be Canadian?
Mm-hmm. We'll go cross-border in a second.
Okay, I'd have to say either I really love The Weeknd's new album. I think it's a really cool experience, just being like its own radio station, which is really cool. But I also really love Shawn Mendes as well. It's kind of a
yes, I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah,
I can see that. You know who I just had on?
I can't say Brett. And I have to say Brett Kissel, of course.
Yes,
On Canadian country radio, he's phenomenal. Of course,
top of the game. On the Canadian pool of country artists. He is the top. Absolutely. 100%. You know who I just had on just before you?
Who?
Josh Ramsey.
No.
Yeah.
No you might way. Like him. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah,
oh my God. Okay, Kim. Two other amazing. Okay, wait.
I think he would love. I guarantee the two of you, holy cow, he would love you. Love you.
Oh my God, Josh Ramsey, that would be amazing. But yeah, two other male artists that I love on Canadian radio is Tyler Shaw, huge fan of him. But I'd have to say now, okay, this guy trumps everyone. It's Rylan James, definitely.
Ooh, very, love Rylan James. Very cool answer.
He opened for Alessia when I saw him, and I fell in love with his music. I've been a big, huge fan of his ever since. He's Canadian. So yeah, he trumps The Weeknd. He trumps Shawn Mendes. Ryland, love him and his music so much.
I am so excited for you and the journey that you're on right now. And I'm just amazed at the level of songwriting. And of course, your big, beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you, Kim.
Well, I look forward to having you back and can't wait to hear about that new music, that exclusive we're going to have. And we will talk about your new music and your EP. So excited for you.
Oh, thank you, Kim. And really, really excited to hear that episode with Josh Ramsey and also all future Music's Journey podcast episodes.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. We will catch you really soon. Say hi to your mom and dad for us. And
will do.
We love you, girl.
Love you, too. Thank you so much.
Okay, you take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. A great big thank you to my very special guest, Kaya Gamble, for coming on the show. I have some great shows coming up for you. I will be interviewing Josh Ramsey from Mariana's Trench, Amy Sky, Mark Jordan, Chantea, April Wine, Sass Jordan, Manny Blue, Carissa, Donna Merrow, Katie Topham, and so many more. Don't forget you can check out the podcast on musicsjourney.com for more of the artists and interviews that you don't want to miss. You also can check out all the articles that I write on all the artists that you know and love with all the latest music, videos, and reviews, nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will see you here next time on Music's Journey.